All right, this is Rocky Flats from Green Light Radio, KGLR 95.3 FM, backstage in this noisy-ass, crazy, crazy place here at City Hall in Denver, and I'm sitting with Mr. Reggie Watts. What's going on, Reggie?
Hey, not much.
Nice. So, that was a beautiful set, by the way, and I mean beautiful in the sense that I laughed a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the humor
nice.
Was great. I've saw you, and I'm sure it was you, and tell me if I'm wrong, when you were on Conan's movie?
Oh, yeah, the documentary.
Walked, yeah.
Yeah.
And you showed up with, what's her name, who's now on
Kristen
30
Shaw.
Rock.
Yeah, Kristen
right?
Shaw.
Yeah. That's the first time I saw you, and then I started seeing all the shit on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
And we've definitely been playing the shit out of that. My co-host, our other co-host who couldn't be here today,
is
the one who really introduced you to me, so it's awesome.
Okay.
So you should say, what's up, Triumph.
Say again?
Say, what's up, Triumph.
Okay, Triumph. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
What's up, Triumph?
Nice. He is going to so masturbate to that, it's going to be wrong. All right.
Like,
so,
Oh, God. Who is this man?
Oh, God. So, my question to you is, how do you feel about your career so far as you've accelerated through your act and through your performances? Where do you feel you're at right now?
It's an interesting place. I mean, it's weird because it's like, it's at a place where, like, I'm able to go a lot of different areas and geographies, countries, and
sure.
different types of people all over. And I really love all of that. I do love sure. that. But now it's like, so I travel constantly now. I mean, I've been touring more or less for the last maybe 12 years or something like that. But increasing every year, like every year just increases a little bit more. And now it's really insane. And I'm flying on planes a lot.
Right.
And so that's an interesting
dynamic
consistency. Like if that's like, that's how your life is now. Like
right.
that's the, you know, it's kind of a weird thing to be like, oh, it's a, like, I can't really celebrate it. Like, yeah, this is the shit. It's more like, that's the level of transportation to get to the next performance.
Right.
You know what I mean? For
right.
me, it's all about the performances.
Right.
So all the in-between is all just travel or transportation.
Right.
So
less celebration, just, more travel.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, how does that feel? Does that feel draining on you? Do you think it's
a bad
thing?
It's draining for sure. Yeah. It's definitely draining. I mean, I can't complain because... I'm very appreciative that I get to work, and I try not to, you know, get jaded or anything like that. I no one has that right, really.
Right.
In that situation, and I think, it's just mainly about keeping a level perspective and trying to like force yourself to stop once in a while.
Right.
You know, take some time off for yourself,
sure.
do some quality time. So I have to like force myself because once you get the ball rolling, like at a certain stage,
right.
you can kind of, you're okay. You know, like no one's going to take your shit.
Right.
No one's
right.
going to take your job.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's who you are. You know?
Exactly.
So anyway, so that's what I'm practicing.
Nice. Well, now my next question is basically, as far as your career goes, you've done a lot of comedy, but you do things musically all the time. And musically, some of your shit is beautiful and awesome, and I commend you for it. And I'm wondering if you're going to make like an entire musical album at some point. I mean, I don't think you have a full album out there published that's just all music. Am I correct? Or
no, I have actually quite a bit of music.
Do you?
Out there. Yeah, but it's from the past.
Okay.
I did a solo record called Simplified.
Okay.
In 2003.
Okay.
With the producer Steve Fisk from Seattle, and that's out. That's like 10 songs or whatever. And then I have about 5 records with my band Mocktube.
Rocktube.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about Rocktube.
Mocktube is that's cool. It's a very weird word.
Okay.
Mocktube. That's a normal word.
How do you spell it?
Mak-tub.
Okay.
It's an Arabic word.
Gotcha.
Mocktube was the name, and we were just kind of like an experimental trip hop. Rock R&B band,
right? Okay.
And we were together for about 10 years,
okay,
or so.
Nice.
So just a lot of recordings, a lot of records.
Being handed something.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God, you're the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care, man.
What a sweet,
get your patch cord.
Sweet, all right.
It's a madhouse back here, folks. So, speaking of which, let's talk about this event. How does it feel to be at 420 Extravaganza?
Man, it's pretty dope. I mean, just pardon the expression, but I'm just starting to get into it, really. You know, I came and it was just kind of an unstructured, you know, people were doing things, but it was kind of faint, you know, like a little bit of activity, but not a lot. And then now, as most nights do, now people are here. So now it's a nice, cool vibe. I'm going to definitely take a stroll and see what's up.
Yeah, it's definitely getting bigger and bigger. I've actually never been to this venue. I'm surprised. This place is amazing.
Yeah, it's huge, right?
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's incredible.
It's definitely got that revolutionary, like, people on balconies. Like,
yeah, exactly. I feel like people should fight gladiator battle.
Totally.
Styles, like, down
totally.
In the pit.
Some bungee ropes from the ceiling.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Just, like,
beyond
swinging
Thunderdome.
Each other.
Not shit. Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
So. Real joust. Aerial joust. Sans ostriches.
All right, so speaking of this movement and stuff, how do you feel about the movement that's going on in this country as far as medical marijuana, the legalization? Where do you stand? Do you stand politically anywhere on these issues?
Well, I mean, I definitely think marijuana is... Because it's a plant that grows out of the ground, it's an herb, you know, it's something that is provided by, you know, naturally.
Right.
I mean, immediately I'm like, well, okay, so then why is alcohol, you know, like, I've just never been a big fan of alcohol, so.
Sure, sure.
So, I've always wondered, like, why is alcohol legal, and, you know, why is it's the old
sure,
adage,
the old,
you know,
yeah, like, why is alcohol not
yeah,
possible?
But, you know. Which is about, but it's true. It's just true. Like alcohol is terrible. It's a terrible, terrible drug.
It tears
it's
people
a,
apart.
It's a really shitty drug. It's very inefficient. You lose consciousness.
Yep.
You know, once in a while, whatever, someone wants to get loose, you know, but fine, whatever. But, like, for me, I don't want to, like, lose my awareness. I don't want to become
sure.
dumber I get of a substance.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? And weed, you know, has that rap, but that's not true. It's like weed accelerates the creative process in a way that you kind of like arms. You're getting massive input from multiple sources simultaneously.
Right.
Much more so per millisecond than normal.
Right.
I mean, it's always all happening,
right.
but the awareness of it
right.
is like, you know, that's an incredible feeling.
Definitely.
So for me, that's what it represents. So if it does those types of things, you know, for people, if it helps people in all manner of pain,
right.
dealing with whatever, and it's natural, then let's fucking have it be legal. I mean, and there's so many, like, you know, conspiracy theories about, you know, it's being made illegal and so forth. And whatever, that doesn't really matter. It's
right.
like right now, it's just like people need to understand that, oh, yeah. This is a really strong and powerful medicine. It's more efficient than any morphines. There are more cannabinoid receptors, you know, pain receptors than
right.
than that of morphine or any of those drugs.
Right.
So there's much more of a higher range of treatment, you know,
sure.
Pain wise, you know.
Definitely.
So I don't know. I can go on and on.
Right.
But
right.
It's mostly a pragmatic thing for me.
For sure.
It's
for sure.
I mean, I'm not involved in the political mechanics of it, but conceptually. It just makes sense, you know. So
sure.
when I do my shows, the way I hopefully contribute is by suggesting and reassuring people
right.
that this is a sensible pathway,
sure.
and it's not something to be feared, you know.
Right.
And if I can instill a little bit of that,
just a little
in 3.6 to 4.2 people, that would be amazing.
Police officers count as 1.5.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
All right. So, all right. Thanks
so
for your
easy.
Time.
Yeah, of course.
Where can people find out more information about Reggie Watts?
ReggieWatts.com.
Okay.
I'm on Twitter at Reggie Watts and Instagram as Reggie Watts. And I also have a Tumblr called situationist.tumblr.com. And it's just a photo journal, so you can go back up to 4 years of just random photographs. I never capture anything or caption anything, so
sure, sure.
there's no description.
Nice.
But it goes back chronologically, so it's interesting.
Well, thank you for your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man.